Urban News on Friday, May 14, 2010. On the microphone, Steffi, in the studio, Yahalom. The weather forecast. The weekend will be sunny with clear skies at night. Temperature ranges between 27 degrees at night and 35 degrees during the day. South-southeasterly winds at 20 kilometers per hour. Here's an excerpt from an interview with Malia. She's an Australian volunteer who stayed in Oroville for a few months. Now she moves on and got inspired by Oroville.
I've been inspired in a lot of ways by Oroville, and what I want to take with me when I leave are ideas of human unity and solutions of sustainable living, after these ideas, I've been inspired to create a new project that it's called Udavi Payanam, Helpful Travel in Tamil. And this project will have a website where I'm basically going to be volunteering at different organizations around the Middle East and communicating my experiences on the website and building a network for travelers so they can find repeatable organizations to volunteer for and they can find ways to help the environment and help humanitarian causes. And the volunteer work, I want to give workshops about making stuff out of recycled materials that I've learned in Oroville. I want to share different types of knowledge that I've learned here and spread ideas of human unity. I got the idea when a friend called Camille came to Oroville a few months ago, and he started up a project called Charity Travel. This is a way of his own way that he came up with to travel the world and give time or give money to a variety of charity causes along the way. So he and Jan, his partner, came through Oroville a few months ago and they checked it out, and they're on the way to Tiruvannamalai and they were helping an orphanage there. So I came to Tiruvannamalai, I visited the orphanage, I saw what they were doing. They bought a sewing machine for the orphanage and they built a table and they got them started on a some production of sewing for additional income, and they got them making some from fruit preserves they could sell, and these would help the orphanage raise funds to provide services for more kids and to get a bigger piece of land to have their orphanage on. So I was really inspired to see that, and I wanted to find my own way of meaningful travel.
Presentation and dialogue about the Matrimandir Unity Garden design. The Oroville Council strongly urges all Orovillians and newcomers to attend this unique event to hear from and respond to the Matrimandir executive and the work on the Unity Garden. The meeting is held on Saturday, the 15th of May at 4 p.m. at the Tibetan Pavilion. Guitar concert by Carl Bernstein. Carl Bernstein was born in Detroit, Michigan, USA. His early music studies included violin and piano, but at the age of 16 he concentrated his attention on the guitar and later studied with some of the world's most renowned guitarists. He has performed at many locations in the United States and has been a guitar teacher for over 40 years, privately as well as at universities. The artist performs music in many styles, including classical, improvisational, popular, and original compositions. 5 albums of Bernstein's music have been recorded and released. Carl Bernstein is currently in India until July. Until the end of February, he was artist in residence at the Mahindra United World College. After that, he started to travel extensively in India, where he gives solo performances and explores traditional Indian music as fully as possible. The concert in Oroville takes place on Saturday, the 15th of May at 8 p.m. at the Bharat Nivas Auditorium. The Mother. A person who considers only his own opinion becomes more and more narrow. The news is a reflection on the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please contact oroverradio.org.